Hey guys! Today we're going to jump into Maine history, starting with an all-important subject, people. We have two stories today, starring two amazing Mainers. The first story is going to be about Leon Leonwood Bean, the founder of L.L. Bean. The second story is about the inventor of the earmuff, Chester Greenwood. Yes, Chester was a great guy, even if he did name his only daughter Vodisa. More on that later. Well, I hope you're ready, because we're off! Leon Bean was born on October 13, 1772, in Greenwood, Maine, to Benjamin and Sarah Bean. His early years were happy ones. Leon showed an interest in business early on. When he was 9 years old, he was told that he could either go to the local fair or sell steel traps to his father. Like any normal boy would, Leon chose to sell the steel traps. He grew and saved his money carefully. Life was good. Suddenly, in 1784, Benjamin and Sarah Bean both died within 4 days of each other, and Leon and his five brothers moved to South Paris to stay with family. That's South Paris, Maine. These were sad days for poor Leon, but he kept up with his passion, hunting. When he was 13 years old, he shot and sold his first deer. Leon was an avid hunter and fisherman, but he was also a problem solver. As he grew older, he noticed that his leather boots, typical for hunters at the time, would become soaked with water, leaving Leon with cold feet and wet socks. Not a pleasant combination. Being the problem solver that he was, Leon decided to do something about it. He decided that he would invent a waterproof boot for hunters and fishermen so that their feet would stay warm and cozy and their socks would stay dry. His plans were simple. A typical leather boot, but the lower part consisted of rubber. He drew up the plans, made revisions, brought them to a cobbler, and the first boots were made. Leon was thrilled with the way that the boots came out and quickly began advertising. He obtained a list of non-resident Maine hunting license holders and pulled together a descriptive mail order circular. He promised all of his buyers a 100% money-back guarantee if they were unsatisfied with the boots. They were, understandably, pleased with the offer and took him up on it. At first, it was a bit hard for Leon, as the rubber on people's boots began to develop cracks and he needed to refund over 90% of his sales. But he was a problem solver, and he quickly figured out what he needed to do. Despite the cracks, the buyers were charmed by this unique idea, and the popularity of Leon's boots began to grow. You know people talk, and these first few buyers certainly did. They told all of their friends about how great these bean boots were. Pretty soon, the word began to spread about Leon Leonwood Bean and his incredible waterproof hunting boots. In 1911, Leon decided that his business needed an upgrade. He took out a loan of $400 and headed to Boston. There, he offered the United States Rubber Company the remainder of his $400 if they would produce a better quality boot for him. Now that he had a better boot, Leon set up shop in the basement of his brother's store in Freeport. Before long, newspapers began to notice this unusual figure. Leon Leonwood Bean and his entrepreneurial skills and trials drew the attention of papers around the nation. Anyone who read the newspaper, and most people did, soon knew about Leon Bean and his boots. His popularity grew more than ever. By 1917, sales had increased so much that he was able to purchase a building on Main Street in Freeport to be a dedicated shop. People flocked to the location in hopes of buying a pair of bean boots, as they were now known, straight from the source. In 1918, Leon realized how important it was to patent his invention. Once the patent was granted, he began to expand the business to include even more outdoor products. L.L. Bean today sells a variety of hiking, weather, and other utility boots, along with outdoor apparel and tents, hunting and fishing equipment. You can still visit the original L.L. Bean store in Freeport, Maine today. L.L. And now the moment we've all been waiting for. Wait, what's that? You want to know what time it is? Oh, okay, let me check my watch. Goodness! It's quiz time! Let's see what you remember about Leon Leonwood Bean. Question number one. What company in Boston did Leon ask to produce better boots for him? Got 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Answer. Leon took out a loan of $400 and offered the United States Rubber Company the remainder of this loan if they would produce a better quality bean boot for him. Obviously, this deal worked out well. Question number two. At first, the only L.L. Bean store was in Freeport, Maine. Do you know how many there are now? You have 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3. Answer. There are 34 L.L. Bean stores in the USA. The business even spread to Japan, where there are now 9 locations. That's pretty awesome. Let me do the math. 34. That means there are 43 locations. Last question. What year did Leon Bean finally patent his boots in? You have 5 seconds to answer. Do your research, people. 5, 4, 3, 2. One. The answer is, it certainly took long enough, but Leon eventually realized that he should patent his boots in 1918. Good job! Now it's time for our second story. Give it up for Chester Greenwood! Chester Greenwood was born in 1858, the son of Zena and Emily Greenwood. As he grew older, he began to enjoy ice skating. One thing he did not like, however, was cold ears. In the 1800s, ice skating and cold ears went hand in hand. You could not have the former without the latter. Chester wanted to fix that. One cold day, he decided that he'd had enough of cold ears and resolved to end this atrocity once and for all. He brought his grandmother two wire loops and some fur and explained his idea. 1 hour later, the improved ear protectors were born. Being an avid young entrepreneur, Chester immediately patented his invention and began to manufacture excellent ear protectors. He manufactured them himself, giving people in his hometown of Farmington jobs for years. Being the inventor that he was, Chester couldn't stop at ear protectors. He patented a new design of tea kettle, a variation of the steel-toothed rake, an advertising matchbox, and a machine that made wooden spools for wire and thread. He also invented, but did not patent, an umbrella holder for mail carriers. People today still dispute the number of patents that Chester held. Some say,
"He didn't have that many, only a handful."
While others quickly retort,
"No, you're wrong. He had over 100.
No one knows who's right. Chester was also busy in other ways. He was busy running his bicycle business and his business that involved an improved heating system. He was busy introducing one of the first telephone systems to Farmington and raising his four children, Lester, Donald, Vodisa, yes, you heard me, V-O-D-I-S-A, I'm not sure that's even a name, and Clinton, with his wife, Isabel. Chester was a great machinist, an active member of the community, an entrepreneur of the highest quality, a member of the Unitarian Church, and a family man. Today, you can go to Farmington on the first Saturday of December for Chester Greenwood Day. They've got a parade, a tree lighting, multiple craft fairs, a pie social, hot cocoa and cookies, an earmuff hunt, charity sales, and more. It sounds like fun. Thanks for listening to Wild and Free. I'll see you guys next week.